the word courage is a surprisingly interesting inclusion in software development. If you are one of those who know extreme programming, then you'll know all about courage. For those of you who do not, then you'll know that courage has to be in force. It has to be the self-belief and the trust in your own abilities. Courage in ancient times, as opposed to in traditional times, means something that falls between cowardice, the vice of a shortage of courage, and recklessness, the vice of too much courage and no barriers and no restrictions on behavior. Social courage is the act and the belief that you are doing something for good on the behalf of others. And hence, this is what we really mean by courage in software engineering, particularly in extreme programming. Courage is in software, in daily stand-up meetings. You've got to have courage to actually perform this duty every single day in order to enhance the software quality and build for customers and the stakeholders. Don't let the wheels come off agile just because your business does not want to partake in daily stand-up meetings. And also don't let them become just department or team meetings which go on and on and on and on. Use your courage to insist in extra training or else resign and find something else or a different company or team. Be persistent with courage. By that, I mean having the confidence to allow the software developers in your team to refactor code, to actually have the confidence to insist in unit testing to maintain quality of code. And if that unit testing and the quality conflict, then the scope of the software project must really be reduced. That's what I have to say on courage. It's interesting, isn't it? Thank you.